The nation's railroads are operating at a heightened state of alert. Last week, the FBI warned of a possible terrorist threat to U.S. railways, but had no specific details about the manner or location of an attack. It said operatives might try a variety of strategies targeting rail bridges, sections of track, or hazardous material containers. Alan Rudder is administrator of the Federal Railroad Administration. He says railroads are paying increased attention to security.
The cars that people ride in are designed to higher standards, both in the terms of what the safety of the interior and their crashworthiness, than most any other passenger equipment in the world. Couple that with the operational considerations of freight operations. Tank cars are designed to withstand extreme forces. Railroads are unpredictable in the sense of it's difficult to target freight operations, but we also have been taking advantage of the natural strengths of the railroad business to keep from being targets.
How did the railroad industry respond to last week's threat?
There's a lot more on board presence of police, a lot more police in major stations. We've had additional surveillance being put on a number of very significant kind of infrastructure, either bridges or tunnels. And we've put a lot of the train crews and the people who work on the railroads, they've been given additional training and have their eyes and ears on a much higher state of alert. So all told, the American people, both those who ride on the railroads and who have railroads in their community, should feel safe knowing that railroads are safe and secure.
What are the challenges in keeping rail travel safe compared to the airline industry?
Well, one of the benefits of rail travel is that you don't have the same kind of vulnerability to small amounts of forces. Rail passenger cars are not pressurized. They're designed to withstand some significant forces, which means that they're sturdy. Most of the glazing on glass under our safety standards is near bulletproof standards. Rail passenger service is about the safest mode of travel, and that safety improvement also leads to it being more secure.
Should rail passengers go through security checkpoints like they have at airports?
Well, here again, I mean, one of the reasons why you have a checkpoint in an airport is because a small amount of force or a weapon can do an awful lot of damage to the body of that aircraft. Trains, on the one hand, they're land-based. They're not going to fall out of the sky. They're on tracks, so you can't take them where the tracks aren't. There's no way for passengers in a passenger car to get to where the locomotive engineers are. So as a delivery mechanism, trains have a lot less flexibility or attractiveness as a terrorist target than an aircraft or another kind of vehicle.
Alan Rudder is administrator of the Federal Railroad Administration.